when they were teaching us about the Trinity, I skipped that class. All I remember is Monsignor Tony Lure talking about Trinity and basically said, "Oh, yeah, friend, the Trinity, it's mystery." And that's how I feel whenever I encounter the Trinity. It's mystery. It's hard to grapple with, hard to understand. I find myself reverting back to a little child with my first understanding of what the Trinity is all about. I revert back to a children's toy. To this day, whenever I hear Trinity, I think of a children's toy. Perhaps you have seen it. If I put my right hand like this, my left hand like that, you know the toy? What if I use a kung fu grip? Need visual aids? I got one. G.I. Joe. That is my image of the Trinity. Now remember, I was little. I was 6 years old. I had a bunch of these. As an adult, I have even more now. But I had a number of them. And they all had different hair. And in a child's mind, this dark-haired G.I. Joe, that has got to be God the Father. And the one with the blonde hair, well, that was Jesus Christ, the Son. And I had this redhead G.I. Joe. Well, what are we going to do with him? Well, Father, Son, Spirit, it must be the Spirit. Three different action figures, not dolls. Three different ones, all G.I. Joe. Made sense in a child's mind. The three in one. And whenever I am still confronted with that mystery of Trinity, I revert back to being 6 years old. Because it is a great mystery, hard to understand. The first person, perfect, complete, all good, all loving, whose very utterance, whose very word is a reflection of self, all good, all loving, the second person, the two, there is relationship. And the relationship between the first and the second is so strong, so perfect, so complete, so loving, that it is the third person. So now we have community. Community of persons, one God. Now this is not a timeline of the Holy Trinity. It's not cause and effect. It's merely a finite mind trying to grapple with infinite mystery, trying to understand what is. Three persons, one God, a triune mystery. And that is the mystery in which we were all made. We were made in the image of our triune God. It's not me and God. It's all of us together and God. Community. Community of persons, community of believers. Think about it. Jesus gathered a group to himself. He taught to the crowds. Paul went around establishing communities, the churches, the ecclesia. The early Christians, they were formed within the community. Whenever we gather together, We get a glimpse of the mystery of the Trinity. We get a glimpse of what it is all about. The challenge for all of us is to make sure that we do indeed show forth the image of the Trinity, that we do shine forth and show others that great mystery. The challenge is to make sure that we all gather together, that no one is on the outside looking in, no one is left behind. Prayer for all of us. Prayer that we may one day be as complete, be as perfect, be as loving as the community of our triune God.